tweet at TodaySOR.
Amnesty International has accused the electric vehicle industry of selling itself as environmentally friendly despite producing many of its batteries using polluting fossil fuels and unethically sourced minerals. Colm O'Gorman is on the line now. He's Executive Director of Amnesty Ireland, and also on the line, Roger Lamb from the Electric Vehicle Owners Association. Thank you both for coming on the programme. Colm O'Gorman, many people listening this morning have bought electric vehicles already. Others are thinking about doing the same thing, thinking they're doing the right thing by the environment, but you're saying this may not be the case.
Well, first of all, our concerns, good morning, Sean. Our concerns are both on the environmental risks of how electric batteries for electric vehicles are being produced, but also the human rights violations that result from or are involved in the mining of the materials that are used in the production of those batteries. And indeed, I'm one of those people. I'm hoping in the next year or two to be in a position to be able to move over and change my car to something that is more environmentally friendly. And I'm certainly looking at an electric vehicle, or at least a hybrid vehicle, as one possible solution. But so we absolutely believe that finding effective solutions to the climate crisis is incredibly important, that electric cars have a really important role to play in this. But what we don't want to see is that the energy solutions of the future will be based on the injustices of the past. I mean, most people are aware of the kind of abuses and violations that we've seen in the extractive industries in the past, everything from diamond mining to oil production and oil development in, for instance, the Niger Delta, with large companies like Shell causing widespread environmental and human rights damage as a result of their activity there. That's what we're saying needs to be addressed. And right now, we don't in any way believe that industry leaders in this area are doing what they need to do to comply with the obligations that they have to prevent both human rights abuses, but also to minimise environmental risks involved in the production of these batteries.
There's a particular concern, I think, with the extraction, is it of cobalt in the Democratic Republic of Congo?
Yeah, we first spoke about this in 2016. We published a report on the human rights abuses that were being caused by the extraction of cobalt in Congo, in DRC. Cobalt is one of the critical minerals that's necessary for the production of lithium batteries. And what we see in DRC, but we're also seeing now similar concerns arise, for instance, in relation to lithium mining in Argentina, which are also required for these batteries, are very grave violations. In DRC, we've seen the use of child labour. We're seeing massive exploitation of people working very long days for less than, you know, $1.50 a day, working in very unsafe environments. You effectively see informal mining where people are going down in pits that are completely unsafe and insecure without the kind of minimal protections that they need to protect their lives and their health, and where they're being exploited rather than protected by officials in their own states. You see, for instance, bribes and so-called taxes being applied to people based on the number of sacks of ore that they're pulling out of the ground by officials who call themselves mining police. None of this is legal in that country, and it results in very, very serious human rights abuse.
I'll come back to you on possible solutions in a few moments, but Roger Lamb, good morning to you from the Electric Vehicle Owners Association.
Good morning, Sean.
Thank you for joining us. Is it possible to drive or buy an electric car and do it with a clean conscience?
Well, it's not possible to buy any car and do it with a completely clean conscience, because all cars, whether they're electric or for petrol or diesel, has implications on the environment and human rights as well, because, well, Colin rightly mentioned about the human rights in DRC and Argentina. What about the human rights of the people of Iraq and Syria, which is basically wars that are fought over oil?
But coming back to what we're talking about here, and that has to do with the way the materials are sourced and used in the manufacture of the batteries. Do you have any misgivings about being the owner of such a car on that basis?
No, I don't. But I would go and say that it's probably an electric vehicle is the least worst option. Because Colm also mentioned about using a hybrid vehicle whereby you have a battery as well as a car, and then you are running that on petrol, also using a battery, and which has the worst of both worlds. But coming back down to some of the other things, it's not good for doing what's happened, and Tesla would be the first to reduce its cobalt to the lowest of all car manufacturers. So it's a known, and battery manufacturers, not car manufacturers, because the car manufacturers source the batteries from battery manufacturers, are trying to reduce the amount of cobalt in all their batteries.
So how long do you think it's going to take, though, before the use of them is maybe minimised, or are there new emerging technologies which might make it no longer necessary to use cobalt or lithium?
There are different technologies. There's more batteries are moving on at a very rapid rate, and not over the last 20 years. I, as I'm not a developer in that area or scientist, I can't go and say when this is going to happen. But they are trying to remove the cobalt so they can use minerals that are abundant on the planet here and not minimalised, as using sodium-based minerals.
Colm O'Gorman, what do you think the industry or industries, be they car makers or battery manufacturers, should do to be maybe more ethically acceptable in the way they put their products together?
Well, I should say, first of all, Sean, we're not anyway trying to put responsibility on this onto the end user, onto the consumer. But what we are saying is the consumer awareness about this and then pressure for consumers and advocates of electric vehicles. And by the way, I'd be one. I'm very enthusiastic about the idea of the use of electric vehicles to tackle climate change. Advocacy from consumers and users towards these companies to clean up their supply chains and to comply with their own human rights obligations is the way forward. There isn't a problem with the notion of electric vehicles or the use of these batteries, rather it's how they're produced. So some of the solutions that we're looking for instance, is that when it comes to extraction, that there should be proper mapping of supply chain materials. So human rights impact should be identified, prevented and addressed. But we also want to see a prohibition on commercial deep sea mining for cobalt, which is something that's being proposed at the moment. So clean up the extraction industry, clarify supply chains, have proper disclosure around supply chains. And then when it comes to manufacturing, we'd like to see carbon footprints of being properly disclosed and minimised and offset, and for rights to and at work, including health, equality and non-discrimination, to be legally protected at the point of manufacturing. So protect people's human rights during the process. Do that in a way that's transparent, that's evidenced, where we minimise human rights abuses and environmental impact. And then finally, when it comes to the third phase that we're asking for to look at, when it comes to the life cycle of a battery, is around reuse and recovery.
Okay.
So make sure that products are designed and regulated so that their potential for reuse is made the best of and waste is penalised rather than encouraged, and that illegal or dangerous exportation or dumping of batteries is prevented. The solution isn't in any way to suggest that people shouldn't move to electric. The solution is to make sure that companies start behaving
Indeed.
Appropriately and ethically and comply with their obligations. And we have had some success here.
Okay, I need to go back though very briefly to you, Roger Lamb. Any difficulties as representing the Electric Vehicle Owners Association with any of what Colm O'Gorman has just said?
I'd agree 100% with what Colm just said, but I would also say that once you've bought the car, you should keep the car as long as practicable. I mean, the battery for, let's say, a Nissan Leaf 24 kilowatt, you need to drive that 48,000 kilometres before you've expunged all your carbon footprint out of it. And it's better than a petrol or a diesel.
Okay.
So in other words, as the batteries get bigger, you need it to drive them longer. So I drove my Nissan, the Leaf I had at one stage, for 200,000 kilometres.
Okay, well done to you. Listen, we'll leave it there. Thank you both indeed for joining us. Roger Lamb there from the EV Owners Association, and Colm O'Gorman, Executive Director of Amnesty International in Ireland.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.